Now, when we come to chapter 5, the last in this series of one prophecy from chapter 2 to 5, you have the song of the vineyard and the six woes that follow. Now, this is a very wonderful section, by the way. The song of the vineyard is in the first 7 verses, and then from 8 through 30, you have the six woes. Now, this section, by the way, it's sometimes called a parable of Jehovah's vineyard. I like to think of it as the psalm of Jehovah's vineyard. They tell me that in the original, that it's a thing of beauty. I've tried to read it in the original, but when I read Hebrew, my friends, it's never a thing of beauty. And therefore, I would not attempt that. But the vineyard, we're told very definitely, is Israel. And that means all 12 tribes, though God was speaking to Judah here in particular. And he said that he had done everything that he could for the vineyard. He had put it to begin with in very fertile soil. He had fertilized it. He had irrigated. He'd taken the weeds out. He had done everything to make the vineyard grow. But it just wouldn't bring forth anything but wild grapes, and not very many of them. And therefore, God now says, I want the world to understand, I want my people to understand that I'm judging them and that I'm just and righteous in my judgment of them. And God is. And as I said last time, all you and I have to do is to look at our own lives, and when we do, we recognize that whatever's come to us, God is righteous and just. Now, if you don't think so, you feel like, as I have felt many times, that God was being a little unfair to me and unjust, then I felt sorry for myself. I developed a complex of some sort, that he was persecuting me, sort of a spiritual paranoid. Many of us are like that. But friends, I've come far enough in life, and I look back on those days when it was so dark and bleak, and I'm of the opinion that God permitted it because he was accomplishing a purpose in my life, and I praise him today for it. Now, may I illustrate with a very personal illustration? I was a very poor boy, and I went to college. I had no money, and I actually had my mother to support. And be very frank with you, I had to work, and I had to work very hard at a part-time job. I could go out for 2 or 3 hours in the afternoon, practice football, but I couldn't play on the team because I had to work. And I had to work every night. I worked at a newspaper, and I would sit down there when the Bulldog Edition had come out many times, after being busy for a period of 2 or 3 hours, and I'd have then a little time of rest, and I'd sit there and feel sorry for myself. And I think how terrible it is. I look back today, and I know why God made it that way for me, because I know myself well enough, and I know what happened to several other fellows that had plenty. One boy from a very wealthy family made the football team. He and I were very good friends, by the way. And I always envied him. I wondered why I couldn't have been in such a favorable spot. May I say that he got out of the ministry, and he is today a drunken insurance man. His wife has left him. And I'll be very frank with you, if you think Vernon McGee was any better than that fellow, you are wrong. I think he had a much stronger character than I had. And my friend, if I'd had the way to do it, I think I would have gone down that road. I'm sure I would. But I thank God today he wouldn't let me, and he made it hard for me, and he had to do it, and he did it for a purpose, and so I praise him for it. May I say that I'm of the opinion that many of us, as we look back on the past year, we have many regrets, but God's permitted many things to come in our lives that wasn't pleasant, and he's permitted it for a purpose.